Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're diving into something really fascinating. Moss-embroidered textile electrodes. Now, that might sound like a super niche topic, but trust me, for anyone interested in smart textiles or, you know, how we monitor the human body, this is a development with some serious potential. We're talking about a new way to acquire biomedical signals using soft, flexible fabrics.
Yeah, and it offers a really compelling alternative to those traditional sticky electrodes we're all kind of familiar with.
Exactly. Think about the limitations.
Right? Yeah.
The gels, they can dry out. The adhesives can irritate the skin.
No, definitely. And just the general discomfort, especially if you have to wear them for a long time. Moss-embroidered electrodes offer a completely different approach. They really leverage the comfort and adaptability of textiles.
Right. So you know those times you've had an ECG or maybe used a muscle stimulator,
mm-hmm.
and you're dealing with those gel pads? We're exploring a technology that aims to move beyond that.
Mm-hmm.
This deep dive will unpack the science behind these moss-embroidered electrodes, highlight their key advantages, and look at some of the really innovative ways they're being applied right now. We'll focus a bit on the work being done by 3E Smart Solutions.
And what's exciting is that it's not just about replacing an older method. The unique properties of these textile electrodes, their inherent softness, their flexibility, they actually lead to much better contact with the skin.
Okay.
And this improved contact isn't just about comfort. It translates directly to more accurate signal acquisition and more comfortable electrical stimulation, too. Plus, the ability to customize these electrodes. That opens up a whole new world of possibilities for wearable tech tailored to specific needs.
Absolutely. Traditional electrodes, you know, as effective as they can be sometimes, they do come with drawbacks.
Mm-hmm.
The skin irritation, the drying out of gels, that sometimes unpleasant ripping off sensation.
Yeah.
Moss-embroidered electrodes are tackling these issues head on. It really feels like a significant step forward in making biosignal monitoring less intrusive and, well, more user-friendly.
Which brings us to what we want to achieve with this deep dive. To really understand the potential here, our goal is that engineers, creators, medical specialists listening will get a solid grasp of this technology and its implications for their fields. You know, what problems could this solve? What new innovations could it enable?
Okay, let's unpack this. Let's look at the core technology. Moss embroidery, it's a great visual. What's the actual process involved here?
Essentially, moss embroidery is a specialized technique. You're forming long loops of conductive thread on a base material. If you're familiar with chenille fabric, it's a somewhat similar concept in terms of creating that raised 3D texture.
Ah.
But in this case, the loops are made from a material that can conduct electricity. And this unique 3D structure is absolutely fundamental to how these electrodes function.
Fundamental how? What does that loopy structure actually contribute?
Well, the most immediate benefit is a significant increase in the surface area of the electrode that actually touches the skin. Think about it. All those tiny loops create many, many more points of contact compared to just a flat electrode. This increased surface area lets the electrode conform much more effectively to the microscopic contours of your skin.
Mm.
And this improved skin conformity is the key to something called reduced electrode skin impedance.
Electrode skin impedance. Okay. That sounds like a term we should probably clarify.
Absolutely. Think of impedance as like the opposition to the flow of electrical current. You want this opposition to be as low as possible to get a clear, strong signal.
Okay.
Imagine trying to hear someone through a thick wall that's high impedance versus an open door, which is low impedance.
Got it.
The better the contact between the electrode and your skin, the easier it is for those subtle electrical signals from your body to be picked up by the monitoring device with minimal loss. These moss loops essentially create a more intimate connection, lowering that electrical barrier.
Got it. So more loops mean more contact points, and more contact leads to less resistance for the signals. So what are the major advantages then of using this technology?
The benefits are really quite compelling. First and foremost is the soft and flexible design. As we've touched on, this translates to much greater comfort, particularly when electrodes need to be worn for extended periods.
Right, like a heart monitor that feels like part of your clothing.
Exactly. Then there is the complete elimination of gels and adhesives. As you pointed out, this solves the issue of skin irritation, making these electrodes suitable for long-term applications and even for people with very sensitive skin, like premature babies.
That's a huge win. Just for comfort and avoiding those nasty skin reactions. What about the quality of the signals they can capture? Is there a trade-off there?
Actually, no. The signal quality is exceptional. Moss-embroidered electrodes have demonstrated a high signal-to-noise ratio, or SNR.
SNR.
What that means practically is that the biological signals we actually want to measure are strong and clear, while unwanted background electrical noise is minimized. This excellent SNR is a direct result of that consistent and intimate skin contact provided by the loop structure. In fact, studies have shown that they can outperform traditional stitched electrodes in terms of SNR and achieve performance comparable to the gold standard in the field, which is silver chloride AOGCL electrodes.
Wow, that's impressive. So we're not sacrificing performance for comfort, we're potentially getting both. What other advantages do they offer?
Well, they're also remarkably durable and washable. Because the conductive threads are integrated right into a fabric base, these electrodes can withstand being laundered without losing their functionality.
Washable electrodes. That's a game changer for practicality and hygiene, isn't it?
Absolutely. Think about athletic wear or long-term care garments that need regular washing.
Yeah. And I can imagine the ability to customize their design is also a pretty significant benefit for different applications.
Oh, absolutely. The design flexibility is fantastic. You can create electrodes in a wide variety of shapes, different loop lengths. This allows for precise optimization of both comfort and signal sensing performance for specific applications, different parts of the body.
So, like, you might want a bigger one for a large muscle, or maybe something really flexible for over a joint.
Exactly. A larger surface area for stimulating a big muscle group, or a very flexible design for an electrode placed over, say, an elbow or knee.
So picture these being integrated directly into clothing. How does that actually work from a practical standpoint? Are there wires everywhere?
It's surprisingly seamless, actually. The moss-embroidered electrodes can be directly incorporated into the fabric of garments, vests, sleeves, leggings during manufacturing. And what's particularly ingenious is that conductive pathways can also be embroidered directly into the fabric.
Ah, like built-in wiring.
Precisely. Integrated wiring that connects the electrodes to recording devices or maybe wireless transmitters. This allows for fully integrated wearable systems that are comfortable and don't involve a tangle of external wires.
That sounds incredibly convenient.
Yeah.
Much more user-friendly, especially for continuous monitoring scenarios. You mentioned earlier that studies have shown superior performance in some areas.
Yes. Research has indicated that moss-embroidered electrodes often outperform traditional electrodes in terms of moisture retention and mechanical stability over time.
Okay.
These are critical factors for getting reliable biometric data during extended monitoring. They simply maintain better contact and signal integrity under real-world conditions, you know, movement, squirt, that kind of stuff.
Okay, so we've established that these moss-embroidered electrodes offer a pretty compelling package. Comfort, performance, durability, customizability. Now, let's dig into some of the exciting real-world applications. I know 3E Smart Solutions has been doing some cutting-edge work here.
3E Smart Solutions is indeed at the forefront of translating this tech into practical applications. One key area is heart rate and electrocardiogram ECG monitoring. The inherent reliability and comfort of these electrodes make them ideally suited for long-term wearable heart monitoring.
And 3E has a specific demo showcasing this, right?
They do. Their HR demo features an embroidered textile cover with the moss electrodes seamlessly integrated. This cover is then connected to a standard polar electronic board, which captures the heart rate signals and displays them on a simple LCD screen.
Okay.
The really impactful part of this demo is that it clearly shows stable, reliable heart rate monitoring without any gels or adhesives at all.
That's a powerful illustration of the practical benefits for users, and I understand they're also developing more advanced ECG applications too.
Yes, they have a wearable ECG shirt and an ECG chest strap currently in development. The shirt is designed more for medical-grade, long-term ECG monitoring, a comfortable, accurate way to continuously track a patient's heart activity.
And the chest strap.
The chest strap is geared more towards the sports and fitness market. It offers seamless integration with existing fitness trackers. Both are focused on being unobtrusive, comfortable for extended wear, yet still providing accurate ECG data in a wearable format.
Okay. Moving beyond cardiac monitoring, I know moss-embroidered electrodes are also being explored for applications involving brain and muscle activity.
Absolutely. For electroencephalography, EEG, which measures brain activity, and electromyography, EMG, which measures muscle function, moss-embroidered electrodes are proving exceptionally well-suited.
Why is that?
Their superior signal stability, even without conductive gels, makes them excellent for neurological studies, long-term EEG monitoring outside of a clinic, and wearable EMG devices for assessing muscle function. The absence of gels is a huge advantage for user comfort, especially in prolonged studies.
Makes sense. And 3E is also actively exploring using these for muscle stimulation therapies like EMS and TANs.
Correct. They are developing prototypes for both electrical muscle stimulation, EMS, and transcutaneous electrical nerve stimulation, TNS therapy. By embedding these textile electrodes into compressive garments, they can create effective and comfortable solutions for things like rehab after injury, enhancing muscle activation in sports training, or even providing relief for chronic pain.
So they can sense and stimulate.
Exactly. The electrodes can function both as sensors to monitor muscle activity and as output devices to deliver controlled electrical stimulation.
Tell me more about the specific EMS demonstrators that 3E has developed.
Well, they have an EMS belt which features larger electrode placements. It's specifically designed to target the abdominal and lower back muscles.
Okay.
And they also have an EMS cuff, which uses smaller electrode configurations to stimulate muscle groups in the arms and legs. A key aspect of these prototypes is their compatibility with standard EMS devices already out there.
So users could potentially use their existing devices with these newer, more comfortable electrodes.
That's the idea, yes.
Now, one application that I found particularly compelling is in the neonatal field. The potential there seems immense.
Oh, absolutely. This is where the gentle nature of moss-embroidered electrodes truly shines. 3E is a key partner in a project called NeoSmartNest, which is led by Kluba Medical GmbH.
NeoSmart.
Yes. It's an innovative smart system designed to improve the care of premature babies in incubators. The main goals are to optimize the baby's positioning, provide continuous physiological monitoring, and support healthy development, all while minimizing the need for all those diagnostic cables.
Which can be stressful for the infants, right?
Exactly. They can be a source of stress and hinder movement and development.
And the moss-embroidered electrodes developed by 3E are central to this NeoSmartNest system.
Absolutely central. 3E developed highly customized textile electrodes specifically for NeoSmartNest. These are crafted from ultra-soft materials, exceptionally gentle on a premature baby's very delicate, underdeveloped skin.
And they avoid that skin stripping issue.
That was a critical design consideration, avoiding epidermal stripping, which is damage to the outer skin layer that can happen when you remove traditional adhesive electrodes. The 3E electrodes in NeoSmartNest feature hidden conductive traces within the fabric for unobtrusive biosignal acquisition. And they use simple snap connectors for easy integration with standard ECG monitors already used in neonatal intensive care units.
That sounds like a potentially transformative improvement in the comfort and safety of monitoring these incredibly vulnerable newborns. And it's important to remember, as this source has noted, these NeoSmartNest prototypes are currently for R&D, not yet approved for medical use.
That's right. The initial focus was specifically on demonstrating the feasibility and benefits of avoiding adhesive electrodes in this very sensitive population. It's about showcasing the potential for a significantly gentler approach.
Okay. Now, for those engineers and creators listening who might be inspired by these applications, I understand that development kits are actually available to explore this technology firsthand.
Yes, that's right. Both 3E Smart Solutions and ZSK Stick Machine and GmbH. They're a key player in the specialized embroidery machinery used to make these offer development kits.
What's in them?
These kits typically include a selection of round textile electrodes in various sizes and versions. You can find very soft ones designed for neonatal applications, standard soft ones for adult use, and even more robust versions intended for, say, veterinary applications.
So people can actually try them out.
Exactly. These development kits are an invaluable resource. They provide a hands-on opportunity to experiment, test the electrodes in their specific area of interest, and validate performance before maybe investing in custom production.
So, a cost-effective way to get a proof of concept.
Precisely. Assess signal quality, evaluate the material properties, explore integration possibilities. And yeah, these kits are readily available for purchase online, making it pretty accessible for anyone who wants to start experimenting.
Okay, so the production of these specialized moss-embroidered electrodes sounds like it requires some pretty advanced manufacturing capabilities. Tell us about the role of ZSK embroidery machines in all this.
ZSK Stick Machine and GmbH is really a pivotal technology provider here. They've pioneered advanced embroidery techniques and developed specialized embroidery machines, particularly those equipped with what they call K-heads and F-heads.
K and F-heads.
Yeah, these specialized machine heads allow for the high level of precision and flexibility needed to create that intricate moss stitch structure and seamlessly integrate the conductive threads into a soft, flexible textile base. These machines are really the workhorses behind making these adaptable textile electrodes.
And ZSK was also directly involved in developing the electrodes for the NeoSmartS project, weren't they?
Yes, they played a crucial collaborative role. They helped develop the specific hydrophilic, meaning water-attracting textile ECG electrodes used in NeoSmartNest. Their deep expertise in textile tech and advanced embroidery was vital in creating electrodes that met those very demanding requirements for use on premature infants.
It sounds like ZSK's technology isn't just about the physical creation, but also about ensuring consistency and scalability.
Precisely. ZSK's automated embroidery technology enables a manufacturing process that is both highly reproducible and scalable. This is essential for ensuring that moss-embroidered electrodes can be produced with consistent quality and performance across large volumes. That's critical for widespread adoption in various medical and consumer applications.
Okay, so to bring it all together, we've explored this really innovative technology, moss-embroidered textile electrodes. They offer a compelling combination of comfort, flexibility, and high-fidelity signal acquisition, all without the drawbacks of gels and adhesives. They're durable, highly customizable, and boast a wide array of promising applications across various fields.
That's a great summary. We've seen how they're being effectively used for monitoring vitals like heart rate and ECG, for capturing brain and muscle signals, for delivering comfortable muscle stimulation therapies, and even in that delicate, critical area of neonatal care.
Yeah.
And the projects by 3E Smart Solutions provide excellent real-world examples of the versatility and, frankly, the significant potential of this technology.
And for our listeners, you know, the engineers looking for new materials, the creators imagining the next generation of wearables, the medical specialists seeking more comfortable and reliable monitoring, it's clear that moss-embroidered electrodes offer a wealth of exciting possibilities.
Definitely.
Whether your focus is improving patient comfort, getting more accurate physiological data, or developing entirely new categories of wearable tech, this is a technology worth serious consideration.
Which brings us to maybe a final thought for you to ponder. Given these remarkable advancements in textile-based bioelectronics, what are some currently accepted, yet perhaps invasive or uncomfortable, monitoring or therapeutic methods that could be fundamentally reimagined using the unique capabilities of moss-embroidered electrode technology?
That's a good question.
You know, what could become more comfortable, more integrated, more seamlessly, just a part of our lives? We encourage you to explore the references we've touched upon or reach out to the experts in this field to delve deeper into those possibilities.